This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, September 20th. God's word for you today is, rise up. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians 3, verse 12 to 13. And it says, not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. There are barriers to moving from seeing to doing, barriers to taking bold steps, and the first is the barrier of complacency. The second is the barrier of loss, or the unwillingness to bear loss. The third barrier is the barrier of pain, and the fourth is the barrier of fear. The fear of failure, the fear of people, and the fear of evil. Psalm 91 verse 3 to 5 says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. A lot of people are afraid of failure. Yes, you have tried several times, and you feel you have done all you can, but things are not working. The Bible says that even the righteous man falls seven times, but he will rise up again. Proverbs 24, verse 16a. Please read. Maybe you have tried more than 10 times, but have you tried up to 14 times? 7 in Proverbs 24, verse 16a means perfection. That is, you will do it until your falling is perfected and you are permitted to walk. What number comes after 7? 8. And it is the number for new beginnings. You cannot afford to be tired. Get up and try again. Regardless of the pain and the fear that you're experiencing, God's word is clear. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Personalize the scripture. What fear is confronting you today? The maker of the heavens and the earth is saying to you, do not be afraid. I am with you and I will help you. I encourage you to take a moment to think about these obstacles, knowing that God is on your side. However, if you cannot say that God is on your side, then you need to settle it today. How? The confidence that God is on your side comes when you give your life completely to Jesus. Perhaps you drifted in your relationship. There is no better time than now to come back to God. I pray for everyone that is surrendering to Jesus, even now, that God Himself will breathe upon you. I pray that God will give us all the capacity to take the bold steps that will bring the destinies of our life into fruition, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bold steps are necessary for us to fulfill our destinies. God Himself is at work to destroy every barrier to taking bold steps in our lives, in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, I decree that every barrier to taking bold steps in my life is destroyed. I ask for the grace and capacity to take consistently bold steps in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.